Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
7:17 now. It's a chilly start and is just getting started with the cold right now. If you look at the temperatures, average them throughout the area, you're talking about around 29 degrees or so, maybe even colder than that. Heavy snow tomorrow. That's what they're saying. Peyton Malone telling us just now, and like we've not seen since the late 1800s in the coldest of the cold weather tomorrow night. Jason Willis joins us now, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana. Entergy Louisiana, Entergy New Orleans, both. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
How do you go about preparing for something like this? And because I remember it snowing before, and that's what led to the question, if you're listening or not, for Peyton Malone. I don't remember a lot of power outages with snow events, but then again, we've not had a snow event like this since 1895. So how do you even begin to prepare for something like this, Jason?
Well, our preparation for an event like this is a year-round activity. So it starts by how we manage the vegetation around our lines throughout the system year-round, trying to keep those areas clean such that when an event like this occurs, it minimizes impacts. What we have done preparing for this event is do specific patrols of our system. And we began to prepare our people and bring in additional resources as necessary to stage across the state to be prepared to respond to outages as they occur. So for this specific event right now, we're looking at about 1,600 personnel that we are going to have staged across the state to be able to respond to outages as they occur. Now, I think as you mentioned, typically snow doesn't cause a lot of damage. It's normally ice that would be more of an issue for us in causing significant widespread outages. In this case, what we more likely would see is just slower restoration times, as it takes a little bit of time for our personnel to get around the roads and be able to respond to things that occur as they occur. And so our messaging as it approaches and during the event is going to point to the fact that there may be slower restoration times in some instances, just due to, the safety of our folks to get around, as well as a phenomenon called cold load pickup, where sometimes, if you imagine being in your home, losing power, and when that power is restored, everything wants to turn on at the same time. Imagine if that's a whole neighborhood trying to turn on at the same time. So we have to be very methodical in how we restore things so that we don't damage equipment or trip it off again and cause an additional power outage. So sometimes you may find that restoration could be a little bit slower and methodical during these types of events.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to compare and contrast because, we all know about hurricanes and that's our thing. First of all, is there anything that homeowners can do now to maybe minimize the chances? I know you don't want to fool around with power lines, but branches, et cetera, they can do to minimize their chance of an outage, or is it too late for that?
I would just say each individual homeowner should assess their home and their preparedness to make sure that they have all the supplies and essentials that they need to be able to make it through this type of a storm. If someone does see something around their area that they think could question their ability to make it through this event without causing an interruption, we encourage folks to report those things, and we can help assess those situations and make any last-minute adjustments to vegetation if necessary. And so we do have the ability for folks to make those types of notifications to us. We can report things through our Entergy application. There's an outage, a notification line, 1-800-9-OUTAGE. That's 1-800-969-8243. folks could call and report things, and we could be responsive in advance of the storm. I would not necessarily want to ask a customer to make any sort of adjustments to any low hanging limbs or anything on their own. If there's a concern for impact to power, they can call us and we can assess that situation.
When it comes to restoration, I know, and you addressed this a little bit before, Jason, we're talking to Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. But we talked about restoration, and I know after a storm, you got to wait until, you know, lightning is done and rain is done and the winds get down. I think it's below 35 miles an hour, whatever the barrier is. What about with the cold weather? It's just primarily the roads and accessibility towards whatever it is you got to get to?
Yeah, so this event, we'll be continuously assessing the roads. You know, there will be the ability for our folks to still get around during the weather event. You mentioned the wind being a potential barrier to being able to get up inside of a bucket truck. There are going to be portions of this storm where the wind could gust above 30, 35 miles an hour, which could challenge our ability to be out there safely. And during those time periods, our folks will wait that out until those wind gusts pass. But, you know, it's really going to be our biggest concern with getting around, obviously, is going to be the amount of accumulation on the roadways. We are partnering with the Department of Transportation, who has a very clear and very well laid out preparation plan to keep the main arteries cleared for us, as well as the general public and other emergency functions as necessary to be able to get around. And we do have the ability, if we're struggling to get somewhere, to partner with them directly to clear pathways to be able to help resolve outage situations as they arise.
So bottom line, you know, I know you can't compare and contrast. We don't know what we don't know. But from your standpoint, preparation, level of concern, does this even approach a hurricane or a Category 1 or anything like that? Just for people that are trying to put it into context, Jason, what would you tell them?
Yeah, our experience for these types of events, and we see them in other parts of our service territory, you know, even last week in Arkansas, where we have another portion of our business, we do not see widespread power outages typically during an event like this. We have adequate generation on, so there's no generation capacity concerns. We've worked with our regional grid operator, MISO, to ensure an adequate number of power plants are online and ready to serve. And the next layer is it deliverable to the homes and to our businesses? And that's where, you know, we do not anticipate widespread damage like you would see during a hurricane that would interrupt that supply. I think it's going to be, you know, from our experience, it's more isolated damage, pockets of outages that will just safely and methodically work through and communicate effectively with our customers throughout the event.
So you don't anticipate at this point widespread power outages or anything accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Any final thoughts or not?
No, just everybody, please stay warm. Take the actions that you need to protect yourself and your family from the cold weather.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Jason Willis, Vice President of Power and Delivery for Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans. 726, Tommy Tucker, Traffic Now, WWL.